This is Wade Brathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. World War I saw 9 million men killed in combat and 21 million wounded, many maimed for life. Millions of civilians were also killed. 2,750 lives were lost on both sides on the very day of the armistice at 11 a.m., and 8,206 were wounded. The all-black 92nd Division was ordered to advance into machine gun fire and mustard gas at 10:30 a.m. despite the armistice agreement having been signed at 5 a.m. and effective at 11 a.m., losing 17 killed and 302 wounded or missing. Carrie Nation, the women's temperance leader and agitator, was first arrested and jailed in Wichita for breaking up a bar, and then more than 30 times afterwards from San Francisco to Coney Island on her campaign. Blockchain advocates are claiming their financial system is especially valuable for the unbanked and disenfranchised without passports or access to any reliable financial system. Of course, the fact that they don't have access to the internet or computers is also an obstacle. Laws against blasphemy, though rarely enforced, still exist in Massachusetts, Michigan, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, and Wyoming. The U.S. Border Patrol's parent agency, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, is the largest law enforcement agency in the country with nearly twice the staff of the FBI. The Education Department is the biggest lender to Americans who borrow for college, with more than $1 trillion going to 33 million students. North Korea may have been developing 16 ballistic missile bases even while it was telling President Trump it had started dismantling one. Saudi Arabia was listening to proposals and to engage in assassinations of political enemies abroad as much as a year ago. At least a dozen young activists who took part in a national campaign for workers' rights in China are missing, according to associates, in what appears to be an effort by the government to silence one of the most visible student protests in recent years. The SEC is evaluating whether to give gig economy workers a share of the profits when their companies like Airbnb, Uber, Lyft, and others go public. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Brathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.